Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other co-host, Krista. Hello, Krista.
Hello, Wendy. This is Krista. Glad to be here with you today, and a warm welcome to all our listeners out there.
We are delighted to have Joan Hughes back as a guest on our show today. Joan is a highly sought-after international expert on the elimination of money blocks. She gained her reputation by helping coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs to easily remove their invisible income ceilings. Having had a charmed life and successful business career serving the private and public sectors, Joan suddenly lost everything she had built. After 10 slow, painful years, she finally discovered the cause of her devastating losses when she uncovered and eliminated the hidden blocks to money and success that she unknowingly harbored for decades, then immediately doubled her income and broke through an invisible ceiling she had been trapped under for decades.
Today, Joan helps coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs make more money and attract clients more easily by eliminating the hidden blocks to money through a proven process. We had Joan on our show back in October of last year, and if you missed the show, you can still listen to it by going to Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/skies the limit, where all our past shows are posted. The title of our show today is Blast Through Your Money Blocks for Financial Freedom. So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Joan. We are so delighted to have you back on our show today.
Thank you, Krista. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome, Joan. So let's get started right away. We have a lot of questions for you today. Wendy,
great.
I think you have the first question.
Yes, I do. So, Joan, I'd just like to get started with asking you, how did you get into coaching, and can you tell us a little bit about your history and why you decided to become a coach?
Coaching was kind of a natural fit for me because I started my career teaching. I taught in high school and realized that I didn't like being employed because I wanted to be independent and come up with my own ideas of, you know, what I wanted to teach and so on. So I went out on my own, and as you said in my introduction, I was taking contracts at universities and government departments and industry, pharmaceutical industry, for example, hired me. And I was doing a lot of corporate training during that period. And then eventually, I guess it was after about 25 years, I decided to follow a dream that I'd had, which was to be an artist. So I was an artist for 9 years. And then the issue of money came up, making enough money. So I stopped being a painter. And then I switched to something similar to coaching. Anyway, I kind of switched to the natural health industry, and I was helping people with unusual technologies to help them rebalance their bodies and get healthy. And that led me to, it was very lucky, very fortuitous. I got an email and from a doctor who had developed a program that was just exactly what I'd been looking for. It was going to allow me to find the underlying causes of people's symptoms, whether they be physical, emotional, or spiritual, mental, and remove those underlying blocks. Got certified. I got trained by him and immediately got certified because it was just really right up my alley. And that's what I did for many years. And then one day I realized, hey, people are just bringing me their problems. And they're just bringing problems. That's all they are. They're not going anywhere. So that's when I switched to a coaching model, because I wanted them to have goals. I wanted them to have a vision for their lives, a vision for their health, a vision for their business, whatever they came to me for, their career. And then we would work on what was preventing them from achieving it. So that's how I got into coaching.
Oh, interesting. It's so interesting how the journey from one point to another, like you started as a in the corporate world, and then through artists, as an artist, do you still have some of your pieces that you created at the time that you were doing that?
Yes, or I do. My house is full of my art. And the other thing that's really interesting is that recently I picked up some big, like they're oil pastel, they're big blocks of oil pastel that I bought in France decades ago. And I started using them, and I've just created two paintings from them. So I'm kind of getting back into it, just, when I'm feeling, when I'm feeling like I want to create something visual and get out of my head and play with color, it's fun,
mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to do that. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. I mean, you could even incorporate it within your coaching at some point, because art is just such an expression of you, so... That is wonderful. That's great.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I was just thinking that when you were going through your whole story and thinking, wow, she has that talent of art. She could just kind of use that within her coaching as well somehow. But anyway, so we'll go on to Krista's has the next question there.
Yeah. What an interesting journey you had, Joan. That's really amazing. So when you decided to switch coaching, did you actually go through a formal coaching training program, or how did you arrive at that?
No, I didn't. What I did was I used the same approach that I was using with my clients before I switched to coaching, and I just applied it, because whether you are in business and you have goals and a vision for yourself that you're not meeting, or you're not in business, you have a career and you're not meeting your goals, or you're not healthy. It's all the same thing. We all have underlying blocks, underlying reasons that we're not achieving that. So I found it quite natural to switch into coaching. I also use another approach that helps people to uncover in a matter of an hour or two, the what I call structures that are preventing them from achieving what they say they want to achieve. So it was a natural fit for me to switch into coaching.
Oh, okay. So why did you decide to then focus on the money blocks, eliminating money blocks?
Okay, well, that's a bit of a story, and it goes back to the early 2000s. In the early 2000s, I had been really lucky with money. I had been really lucky in my life. Mind you, I had a bit of a financial ceiling much lower than it should have been, considering my skills and so on. But I had been lucky. And then all of a sudden, I lost all of my life savings and our dream home.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then spent the next 10 years trying to recover, trying to get back to where I'd been before, because I decided I wasn't going to let that experience take me down. I'd done it before and I could do it again. But for 10 years I was trying, and I even created more debt at a certain point. And it was mystifying me. Why are things so different? Then in around January or February or March of 2016, I found out about this concept of having money blocks. And I applied the same approach that I was using before to help people with their health and their careers and so on to my own money blocks. I removed them all. And as I was removing them, clients started to come to me. And within a few months, I was on a trajectory to double my income.
Wow.
So then I started looking around at all of my colleagues, because I'm a coach, therefore I know a lot of other coaches, I know other consultants and other entrepreneurs, and I was wondering, I noticed about 20% of the people in my milieu were doing really, really well. In fact, I met a lot of them in a mastermind group, and the other 80% were just like me. They seemed to be stuck. And a lot of people that I was talking to privately were admitting to me, I'm really stuck, I'm scared, I'm afraid I'm going to have to give up coaching and go back and get a job. And I thought, whoa, maybe this is a niche.
That's true.
And it turned out to be one for sure, and that's why I decided to narrow my niche, because before that I was just a business breakthrough coach. But you know what? People in business need to make money, otherwise they're not going to stay in business for very long.
Since
I had had that experience myself, I thought, why not offer my services and do the same thing for them?
Well, that's excellent, because that is a very common issue with most coaches, that they're very passionate about what they do, but they seem to be lacking the skills for the business. So that is really a very good niche, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you eliminated your money, the blocks that you had through your own insights without actually help from any other coaches?
That's right. Aren't I lucky?
Yes, that is really amazing.
You know what it's like? I have a house full of art, and I made them myself. I made the paintings myself, so I've bought art from other painters. But a lot of people come in and say, "You are so lucky," you know. They like my paintings, and you know, and they say you don't have to go out and buy art from anybody else.
Right, right, right. No, you're extremely resourceful. That's for sure. So, Wendy,
sure.
You have another question, I believe.
I do. Joan, could you tell us what the biggest myth that you observe as a coach around making money and achieving success?
Yeah, probably I think the biggest myth is the idea that I just have to take that course from that guru and it's going to make all the difference. Finally, I'm going to make money. And that's what I did, and that's what got me into debt. And that's what gets a lot of coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs into debt. Another training without seeing any results from it, which is kind of sad, because they actually could see results if they didn't have money blocks. So that's that's the one that I've discovered is the biggest one.
I watched one of your videos from a link that I went through, and you mentioned something about you were a part of a big mastermind group that was thousands and thousands of dollars, and most people weren't successful. That really blew my mind. Blew my mind when I heard that. Gosh. So you
it
were
is
able.
Common. Sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, go ahead. So you were able to help. You said you were able to discover that most people had so many money blocks that they were just not successful even in that huge mastermind group that they were a part of.
That's right. And I actually have worked with some of them since then, because they found out the work that I'm doing and they have seen a change. They've seen greater success, which makes me really happy, really very happy. You know, as you were talking, another couple of myths came up. Can I share them?
Oh, of course.
Okay. So one of them, another big one, is I can do this myself. Now, even though I can do it myself, a lot of people think, I'm going to do it myself. All I have to do is get the right mindset. and then I'm going to make more money and have success. But what I've discovered is that when it comes to changing your mindset, the best way to do that is, again, to remove the underlying hidden influences on you. And then your mindset changes, and it changes for good, because we're talking about the difference between the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. And 90%, or I think they say even 95% of the influence on us comes from our subconscious mind. So when people say, I am rich, I am successful, you know, doing affirmations, guess what the subconscious mind is saying?
The opposite.
Yes. Well, yeah, it's saying, excuse the expression, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. So,
I see. Okay. So when you say that people say, I can do it myself, are you referring to I can fix my money blocks myself, or I can, I don't need to?
Yes, I can fix my money blocks myself. I can you know, get more successful myself. And a lot of people don't even get hire coaches. And most coaches have coaches, because we know that we can be so much more successful when we get the help of somebody who's been there before and has, you know, created, found the way, provided the path for us.
But sometimes when you have a coach, you still, there still aren't successes. So that's where the money blocks come in, right, you think?
Yes, I do. I think it's kind of a no-brainer. You know, it suddenly hit me. You go into business, you want to make money, but so it seems to me that the first thing to do when you go into business, besides create your vision of, you know, obviously that's the most important thing, the vision, is first find out if you have any hidden blocks to money and success. Now, a lot of people don't. They're, I mean, not all of the people, but I think around 25% of people have very few money blocks. So when they set out to do something, then for them, it's a matter of developing their skills, you know, developing a system, taking action, having an action plan, and so on. But the rest of us, we may have the skills, we may be really smart, we may have a big vision, we may have an action plan, we may be taking action, but somehow those hidden influences that come from money blocks can still get in the way. And that's why I was so mystified after racking up $75,000 debt, or no, expenses, $50,000 debt, but $75,000 I spent on programs and products and trainings, and I couldn't, it just, they weren't working for me.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Krista, you have the next question.
Yeah, so Joan, what are the more common signs that somebody has money blocks? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, certainly. There are a lot of them, and actually I have a landing page that people can go to, and they will get access to a free personal assessment, so they can find out if, you know, which ones they have. But I'll tell you a few. One big one is not being able to get ahead in your business no matter what you do. That's a sign. Another one is making the same money now that you made last year, or the year before, maybe even 5 years ago. And in some cases, people are making less money than they made 5 years ago. And a really common one is living in fear of drowning in debt, or living in fear of getting into debt, living in fear of having to go back to a job. That's a sign. Another common one is being just as skilled and smart as others who are highly successful, yet not having the success that they're having. And yeah, there's another one actually that people don't even think about, which is maybe they're making lots of money, but they have nothing to show for it at the end of the month, at the end of the week, or at the end of the year. And I've heard people say, I make a lot of money, but where is it? Where did it go? They spend it as soon as it comes in. And one thing that I noticed for myself is that since I've removed my own money blocks, I make much, much better decisions around money. I easily can see what I need and what I don't need, whereas before, every shiny object that went by me, I grabbed because I thought, oh, this is going to do it. And, you know, those are signs. And somebody once said to me, those are signs? I thought that's just reality. Those are actually signs,
when you have
those fears, right?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think, Wendy, you have another question?
Yes, as far as what causes the money blocks, does that root back from your childhood, probably?
It can go even farther back. In my case, most of my money blocks were prenatal, and I hope your audience isn't afraid of anything too woo-woo, because when I say the next part, they're going to say, oh, yeah, right, or from previous lifetimes, and I had quite a few from previous lifetimes. So what they are is basically unresolved experiences. They could be traumas, and they aren't necessarily tied to money, but most of them are. They could be beliefs that developed from experiences that you had that you didn't resolve. They could be memories that you don't even remember, but they're locked in your field. They could be trapped emotions and that, again, didn't get resolved. So these are, the way I see them is almost like a traffic jam. You know, imagine being in the big, huge city, and several of the streets are blocked with traffic accidents or something like that. Well, the other traffic isn't going to be able to function properly. It's not going to be able to pass through those areas, so they're going to have to get rerouted. Well, it's the same thing with these blocks, these money blocks. Our ability to just think and be and, you know, make sensible decisions and so on, come up against these money blocks, and they cause a distortion in our perception and about ourselves and about what's going on, and they cause us sometimes not to be able to think clearly, to just, if they get triggered, it might be an old fear that's buried, and it gets triggered, and then all of a sudden you're making this dumb decision, which I did, many of them, that caused me to lose all my money.
Hmm.
It was fear that caused that. Fear of not having enough when we got old.
Yeah, that's a very common one, I'm sure.
Yeah. So you said it's as a result of unfinished, like you have some kind of trauma in your life and it hasn't been resolved. Is that the...
Yeah. Yeah, like a lot of people don't want to look at their negative thoughts, their negative feelings, especially these days when we're told, oh, no, don't go there because you'll manifest more. But actually, I think it's really important to acknowledge something that you've been through and work it through, and then let it go. But a lot of people don't. They just want to move on from it. They don't want to think about it. It's too painful. And so it can get locked inside of you in your subconscious mind, and it can be sitting there waiting to send you a message. And what the message is essentially, uh-oh, Wendy, isn't this just like when you were five, or isn't this just like when such and such happened? And then you pick that message up subconsciously and you say, uh-oh, I'm going to back off of this, or uh-oh, I'm not going to do this because it's going to be just like when I was in grade five when my teacher made me look like a fool in front of the class or whatever.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
it's the brain that has the memory. Yeah, the brain has the memory, the subconscious mind, the whole body actually carries the memory of what's happened to you in your past, and it's going to sometimes get triggered. Those memories are going to get triggered because the current circumstance is very, very similar, or at least the brain thinks so, and you don't know what's going on in all the, you know, at that level, and then, but all you know is you don't do it. You don't do what you say you're intending to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, the brain is amazing.
This is fascinating. Yeah. Because actually, I've read there's some recent research being done that shows that actually very traumatic experiences by parents or by ancestors can actually be transferred to the offspring through the DNA.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's really a whole new chapter.
Well, listen, I do, the way I work is through muscle testing, and I have got to know an ancestor of mine who was, I would say, four or five generations back. I can't remember. I know exactly what he was going through because he has come up many times in the things that I have trapped within me, memories and beliefs. And one day I learned that he was really upset and worried about not being able to provide for the family, and he had a lot of children, And, you know, I almost felt like I was sitting down having a cup of tea with him, and he was telling me his story.
Wow.
And that was triggered
wow.
inside
mm-hmm.
of me. Yeah, it
that
was really
amazing.
Yeah. It was.
That is
wow, we should do another show just on that topic alone.
We could.
Really.
For sure.
That is fascinating. But before we run out of time, we don't have a lot of time left. Can you just briefly touch on how people's lives change as a result of having their money blocks cleared?
Yes. Okay. Well, one person was going more and more and more into debt, making tons of money and spending it all and some, and she completely stopped, got out of debt, and is on the road to success in her business now. For me, the experience was just cleaning out all the cobwebs, all of the garbage that was in the way, and it's sort of like walking into a house that used to be really dirty and it's perfectly pristinely clean, and the windows are clean and you can see through the windows and see reality. So that's how I live now. I'm not triggered anymore. I'm completely cleared of all of these things that were constantly being triggered and keeping me from the things that I want in life.
That's
wow.
wonderful.
So you must tell us how we can get in touch with you, how our listeners could get in touch with you if they have felt that they resonate with what you've been talking to us about, and I'm sure many, many of them do.
Okay, well, they could go to moneyblockblaster.com, and they'll get a lot of information there, and I have an email address that they can reach me at, Joan, J-O-A-N, at InnerPath, P-A-T-H, solutions.com. Joan at InnerPathSolutions.com. And if they really, really want to talk, they can reach me in the Eastern Time Zone at 613-435-4000. And that's for someone who seriously wants to move ahead and have their money blocks cleared. 613-435-4000.
Okay. Would you mind if we posted this on our Facebook groups, our Facebook page, so that others can see this, just in case they miss the recording? But we will post the recording on our page as well.
Sure. Go ahead and post that, because I really do want to work with people who are suffering unnecessarily, and so, you know, I encourage them to contact me. If they really are ready to move forward and to invest in themselves. That's a key part. They need to be ready
mm-hmm.
to invest in themselves.
Okay. That's great. And it looks like you also have a program, Money Ready Mindset Go. That's from
yes.
the information. Do you know, can you tell us just a little bit about that before we sign off?
Yeah, that's for people who aren't ready to jump in to work one-on-one with me. And so I give them a rather unusual approach to mindset. It's not what other people are doing. I don't try to change their minds. I actually try to get them into a structure that will help them, that will move them towards what they want rather than away from what they want. That's what I teach in that program.
All right.
Yay.
Sounds great.
That's great information. Thank you, Joan. And thank you for being our guest today again. We really enjoyed this show, and we hope you'll be back another time.
Okay. Thank you both. It was lots of fun.
Yeah, maybe you can do a money block test on one of us.
Yes, I think that would be great. That would be
Well, why don't you just apply?
Wonderful next show. Okay.
Sounds great.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, our audience, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us, and we hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Sky's the Limit Radio, or you can visit us at our website at www.skystheLimitRadio.com. to stay up to date on all the good shows we have coming up for you. To listen to recordings of past shows you may have missed, go to Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/skystheLimit. You never know, you might discover the one episode that could make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Thanks, Joan. It was great.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.